Bichula Tusan Gomsun Je Chumbar Sao Nyambi Samba San Jun Jo Do Tuk Jib Mundo Tante Simbrisho.
So Rinpoche urges us at the beginning then to give rise to the enlightening mind and to diligently apply ourselves to listening to the teachings, reflecting upon them, and meditating upon them for the purpose of attaining the state of a fully enlightened Buddha, and that for the purpose of all beings as vast as the sky. So from the many various teachings of the Dharma then, and especially from the five teachings of Maitreya, then this teaching is coming from the primary or main, most supreme of those teachings, the Mahayanuttara Tantra Shastra. So, from the Shastra, from the treatise on the basic continuity or continuum, then from the first three of the rare and supreme ones, the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha, then Rinpoche is teaching on the Sangha, and this morning he taught on the praise to the Sangha, and now he will begin by speaking about the collection into two qualities. So the root reads, the Sangha of the wise who never regress possess insurpassable qualities because they have pure perceptions, how it isness, manyness, and the inner pristine awareness or pristine wisdom. So then, the teaching here is the qualities which are collected then into two different aspects. Having focused on the ultimate nature, the thusness, just like it is, the superiors are endowed with the quality of pristine wisdom, which knows things as they are, because they see by the non-ordinary inner pristine wisdom, which knows its own essence, purifying the veil of attachment. Having focused on the fact that the sphere of qualities pervades all sentient beings, as many as there are, the superiors are endowed with the quality of pristine wisdom, which knows whatever there is, because they see by the non-ordinary inner pristine wisdom, which knows its own essence, purifying the veil of obstruction. Because of being endowed with these, the wise bodhisattvas do not fall back from the great perfect enlightenment. Endowed with the qualities, insurpassable pristine wisdom, they are supreme in comparison to the hearers and solitary realizers. This is
Deva Jobarende Tene Tanda Yoma Putuko Bizo Tena Chiksena Le Lao Yunga Kandendo Tali.
This then is the
Marve.
This is the translation of commentary on the text by someone named the then omniscient Torpopa. And Rinpoche says maybe it'll be beneficial. He says it has to look to see what will be good to do with this.
Okay, Yungumai.
No, Yungumai, Dogamai. Okay, Dogamai. Consume Yungumai, Dogamai.
Dogamai.
Not getting anything? Is it plugged into the wall?
Then Sancho Samba Zoba Sancho Chambole Sermudov Cho. Do not loading Sancho Samba Zoba Sancho Chambole Sermudov Cho Chuchin.
So if this is put into the form of a syllogism, the subject is then the wise bodhisattvas who are the Sangha, who do not fall back from the great perfect enlightenment. And then they are endowed with the qualities of insurpassable, pristine wisdom, which is superior to or supreme to that of the hearers and solitary realizers. And the reason for that then is because that there is the pure, they have the pure seen. So that they have the pure seen by the inner wisdom, inner pristine wisdom. So to put this then, to facilitate the understanding of this, the wise bodhisattvas then who are said not to fall back have insurpassable qualities, and these qualities then are supreme or superior to the hearers and solitary realizers, because, and what are those qualities? Then they are the quality of knowing things as they are, and the quality of knowing the whatever there is. Ni chak pedripa dan to pedripa dripa cola
chaba nyomo bedaba tawa tabe chetan chimbe yi toba khize deba tabe chinin chimbe yi.
And so what these two wisdoms are, or what these two pristine wisdoms are, that the pristine wisdom that knows things just as it is, then is that which is liberated, or is the liberation from the veil of attachment, the veil of the disturbing emotions, and the pristine wisdom then which knows things, knows whatever there is free from the veil of obstructions, that is free from the veil of the knowable, or that which veils the knowable.
Teya da tenam jarte je par kebal yere jarte se je te tepa kan te batang tepa kan te be yin tin tang dikap se ye ba ye mare du te tin te ba ni bu de jan ki yer jarte je par kebal la ye Chetava toksor jebari keba, che nyeba toksor jebari keba. Te da jan nambar takpar tenba. Te kuen je jamne chodha tenba taan sab sabji yire.
So then the next part here is that which is the application of the praise along with the divisions. First, the presentation of the qualities in the praise to the Sangha, and then there was not exactly the division, but there was the collecting of these qualities into two pristine wisdoms. And then so this applying then, or joining, connecting both of these together is presented in 4 points. And those 4 points are, first, the expanded explanation on the way of realizing the as it is, the expanded explanation on the way of realizing whatever there is, the teaching on the complete purity of those, and the teaching on those as a supreme place of refuge.
Tela chetava toksor ne drova keve chuni to toksor cheta ni te ya rangin chine yongda ser nimong do ne se sero ki sava songke.
And so the root verse reads, page 22, the top, 15, the deeply realized have how it isness, because they have understood the peaceful nature of all beings, their absolute purity by nature, and that all defilements have been extinct from the very beginning.
Rova tam je je sen, rova sim jin tam je je sem je rang yin, sem je ngowo, do ma ni tang bo ni.
So the first of these, that is the realizing, the realization of the as it isness, it is called the pristine wisdom that knows things as they are, because of being the direct realization by the pristine wisdom that knows its own essence, that the nature of all minds, the essence of the mind, of all beings, nature of the mind of all beings, from the beginning is the ultimate nature, which is free from elaborations. Ultimate nature here is a translation of Chunyi. And also that because of the have directly realized that the nature of the mind of all beings is from the very beginning, free of elaborations, is the ultimate nature, is peace. And the reason for that is because the nature of the mind is completely pure and radiant clarity, and also because the adventitious disturbing emotions, which have not arisen from the beginning, have become exhausted and have ceased, ceased the realization of that.
And they call so ten six song here, but a ten six song, the ten six tambon drova, chibichuni, the top of ten six tea, Papa Sanjo, Sambana, Chetan Chimbi, Hingava, the Dubare, ten six semani, Rangin, rāngyēng jīne yōngdā sēr kīpē tēncēk tā nīmōng dō nē sēy sēr rō kīpē tēncēk nī tī tēnē rōba kīpē chūnyī tō tō pē tēncēk tēnī rōba rē.
So, there, what is happening here is at first there is the proof that establishes the fact that the superior bodhisattvas have the pristine wisdom which knows things as they are. And that proof, the proof which establishes that, or the reason given that establishes that, is then that the nature of the mind of all sentient beings from the beginning is free of elaboration, is the ultimate nature, is peace. Then that proof itself needs to be established. So the proof that the nature of the basic nature of the mind of beings is peace, is free of elaboration, is the ultimate nature. That has to be proved by reasons. And then two reasons are given for that. And the first of those reasons is that the nature of the is that it's been realized that the nature of the mind is completely pure and radiant clarity. It's the first reason. And then the second reason then is because of the realization that there has been the realization that the adventitious, the accidental, the passing, disturbing emotions, which in actuality have never arisen, have ceased, and have ceased, have become exhausted.
Tene, tate kovang da senam papa sanju simba nam je, simji nam kibe chunyi to kande se to. Papa sanju simbe, simji nam je, simji rong yin de kibe chunyi to kande se to pare se no, simji nam je, simji ne logam, simji chunyi de devar kibe nyingbo re, Devar hikpa nyingpo te sardong yirme barre. Sardong yirme pa semje nelok te kuyang, payang, lungyang. Kuyang, payang, lungyang re. Kuyang, payang, lungyang yinpa lungyang to toba serna tene semje namje semde hiwa chunye to toba re. Chik tere te somse. Teyang Tan di tinsik la jana, tene sem rang yinche wu sar kheng. Nyong mong ba lovur varar tokpa yang raba tinsik nyi tere. Chirtang tangpo tinsik rang la dekhe jana, ha kusunga. Ya.
Tangpo re.
Re.
So, then how is it that how does this realization come about that the nature of the mind of all beings is one of peace, is one of the freedom of, is one of peace, is the ultimate nature? How is that realized by the superior bodhisattvas? It's because they realize the ultimate nature of the mind. Then he Pakpa Jangju Sempa Konso Rangi Sem.
Sem Chengi Tam Chengi Sem.
Pakpa Jangju Sempi Gi.
Papa Sanju Sempa Nam Ji.
So that they realize that the nature of the mind of all sentient beings is the same as the Buddha nature. And then that is synonymous with the inseparability of luminosity and emptiness. And that is then said to be extremely open, spacious, relaxed. And since it has those qualities of openness, spaciousness, and relaxedness or calmness, then it is said that the nature of the mind of all beings is that of peace, is the ultimate nature.
Tene sem je ne lo te rang yin ji yong su ta pa ngo la trama me pa tang nyo mo ba nam tang bu ni je wa me pa dwen ma ni je wa me pa to be se na tene san ju sem ba nam jin ro ba ke be chuni de to ba ro ba ke be chuni de to ba ro ba rang yin de yang ta kwa yin ba to ba
So then, how is this realized again? The second reasoning for the basic nature of the mind of all beings being the ultimate nature of peace is that there is the realization that the basic nature of the mind is one of complete absolute purity, is free from any and all stains or defilements, and that the disturbing emotions have not arisen from the beginning, that they have never arisen, that they are primordially non-arising, and those primordially non-arising disturbing emotions have ceased, have been exhausted. And so that is also the realization of that is the realization that the basic nature of the mind of all beings is peace.
Ta chenye ba to so ne hi san ta tok tok pe lu tam chen chen pe chu ni ne sim chen tam chen la ye ba thong ser chen ni ye ba ni hi sa ba song
so then then there is the way of realizing the second of these pristine wisdoms, the realization of, or the wisdom that knows whatever there is. And the root verse then is 17. Such understanding is that which is seen. Is that the right one? No, 16. They have manyness through intelligence which understands the ultimate object of knowledge. It perceives that all beings have the nature of omniscience.
Tan devi vandu sene yor hizi ngu bo tam che tang tin tar tok te yin yi to ba. Jik tin lin debi hirab ju lu. Tam che jen bi chunyi te yin chik bi nying bu ne. Sim chen chenye ba tam che la rang yin to chab yue par so so rang re yikhi ji ngon sum to tong wa ser na chu chen chenye ba yue ba chen bi yikhi nye to hi ba gong. Tong wa te yang sa tang bu ni che te chu ji yin kun to dro ba tong to tong wa ser ho. Ya. Ta chun de wa ti jing lo da.
So it is the pristine wisdom, which knows the fact of whatever there is, because the bodhisattva, having the wisdom beyond the world, realizing the ultimate thusness of all things to be known, directly sees with the pristine wisdom that knows its own essence, that the omniscient ultimate nature, the essence of the thus gone, naturally pervades all beings as many as there are. That seeing, furthermore, arises from the first ground because of realizing the meaning that the sphere of qualities is all pervasive.
Jinyin chenpe yixi ngā te karrasa na hiza tartok tokpa lū tamjian chenpe chunyi ne simjian tamjian la yuebar tongwe se.
Can you say that one?
Tongwe se.
Yangchik Rinpoche.
Ah.
Yangchik.
Pāpā sāngyū sāmbā nāṁ nā chūchīn. Chūchīn tērāvā. Chīnī yāpā. Nī tērāvā. Chīnī chīnbī yīkī. Ngātē. Ngātē yūtī chikvā rāvā. Ngātē. Hīzān tā tōk tōk pā lū. Tāmchīn chīnbī chūnī nē. Simchīn tāmchīn lā yāpā rāvā. Tōng sērā. Tē yā chēkā rāvā. Chīrān sāpā tēnā yā rāvā.
So, to put this into the form of a syllogism, then there is the subject being the superior bodhisattvas, and that they are endowed, or they have, the pristine wisdom which knows whatever there is. And the reason for that, then, is because because that they see that the ultimate nature of all things to be known then is pervades into all sentient beings, pervades all sentient beings.
Kizan tartu dobulo. Kizan tartu dobulo de tundan hibi hirab re. Kizan tartu dobulo tundan hibi hirab di kari hibarisena. Tamjin jimbi juni kan dehi nyingbo la. Dehi nyingbo de simjin tamjin la yobar tongo sena. Tene jini ban jimbi hi yobar es tembar. Kizan tartu topa. Kizan tartu topa lote. Dami topi hirab. Tundan topi hirab. Tundan topi hirab. Ti tamjin jibi chuni dehi nyingbo ti. Simchin tamjin le yopan tong seno. Chini jiba yopan.
So the mind then that realizes the ultimate nature of all things to be known is the same as the wisdom that realizes the ultimate truth and the wisdom that realizes non-self. And then that sees that the ultimate nature which knows everything, pervades or is the nature then of all beings, however many there is, and then that is the pristine wisdom that knows things, whatever there are, or in their manyness.
Timi ying la cha mi, cha mi tang, thong mi ser te takpa yin hi sabo song.
So the next verse is 17. Such understanding is that which is seen by self-cognizant jhana. That's the term that I'm translating as the pristine wisdom that knows its own essence. This is completely pure because the stainless space is free from hindrance and free from desire.
Tam torpo bendeva wangda sena te tar cheta wa ta che ni ban chen bi yi chi je jik tin len de ba lam to ba kan yi ba te ne yin tang tumung ma yin pa pakpa nam chi so so rang rebe yi hi jen tongwa ni yin jen. Deyan tam che la cha pa rang yin chi drama me pe chu chi yin lan yu pe. Cha kwa tang che pa nyong mong pa drapa me pa tang. Dey hi zi ngu po tam che la cha pa ra tog pe. Tog pa tang che pe hi zi drapa me pa yin la. Dey se ri yi hi nyi po tene. Nye tse pe yi hi jen tongwa la tu ne. Hin to nambar ta pa.
So thus, the pristine wisdom which knows things as they are, and whatever there is what realizes the path which goes beyond the world. It is the seen by the pristine wisdom that knows its own essence, of the non-ordinary superiors, and it is without the veil of attachment together with the disturbing emotions, entering into the sphere of qualities which is naturally free of stains and all-pervading. By realizing the pervasion in all knowable things, it is free from the veil of obstruction along with that to be known. Because of that, these two pristine wisdoms are said to be extremely pure, because they rely upon the seeing of the temporal pristine wisdom.
Tetar topa kain te soso rangi thonga ni se tetar kondo kepa tetar are tetar cheta wa ta cheta chenbi yihi ta chenin chenbi yihi yihi che topa kain ba te yihi ni jin jik tin len de pe lan topa kanyin batte so so rangshin thongwa nyi te yin dan tumong mayin ba papa namjo yin dan tumong mayin be papa namjo teni so so rang rekpa yishi ji thongwa re se ba.
So then, thus, this pristine awareness or pristine wisdom which knows things as they are and knows then whatever there is the realization is what realizes then the path which goes beyond the world. Now, how does that happen? How is that? Or how is that, what is that done by or through? Then it is done by the First of all, it is done by the non-ordinary bodhisattvas. Thank you. It is done by the non-ordinary bodhisattvas, meaning that they are not like others. And it is through their then pristine wisdom that which knows its own essence. It is the seen by that.
Timi yin la chami dan tomi ser. Tomi ser se jete tenzere. Tomi ser te tapayin. Te se jete tandele tajo kona te kapsu chuchin tembare. Ihi nipo tene chuchin. Ihi nipo tene chuchin. Ihi nipo te chuchin. Ihi nipo nirangi ihi le tu te hindu nambar tapayin te. Drama me be chuji yin la chakpa nyomong be drapa tang.
Drama me pa?
Drama me pa. Drama me pa se je te dekhi nyipu ngô la rang yin ji drama me pa raba. Rang yin ji drama me be yin de dekhi nyipu re. Rang yin ji drama me be yin dekhi nyipu la chakpa nyomong be drapa tang toba hi ze drapa nyi.
So the basic meaning here is that in the stainless sphere of qualities, which is the basic Buddha nature of all sentient beings, then that is free from the veil of the disturbing emotions, is free from all stains. Tajor, Yang Tajor.
Hine nipote chuki.
Right.
Number tapa yinde. Nirangi yehila to the hinda number tapa yinde. Timi yinla. Chapa numa bedebatang. Timi ying. Tama may be ying the hin nimbula. Chapa numa bedebata topa his deba mails.
So the two then pristine wisdoms, that of the pristine wisdom which knows things as they are, and the pristine wisdom which knows things in their manyness or whatever there is, then that this is extremely pure and is based upon or depends upon the temporal pristine wisdom of the hearers and self-realizers. And the reasoning for this then is because in the sphere of qualities, which is the same as the Buddha nature of all beings, there is not the stain or taint of the veils of attachment, that is, the veil of the disturbing emotion, nor the veil of obstruction, that is, the veil of that which is to be known.
Rang sem je ne lok de hi ni bong sam do to ware rang sem je ne lok de hi ni bo te sa to ye me re drama ma ba chom ma ba ngo la nyom mo ba de pa da chi se de pa me ba re ti se na sem jin tam je ja jang de ne sem jin tam je je sem je ne lok de ya number ta pa yin ba to ware.
So, the Bodhisattva, the superior Bodhisattva, has realized the ultimate nature of his or her own mind, has realized the then Buddha nature, which is the inseparability of luminosity and emptiness, and has seen that it is completely free from any and all stains, that it is without the slightest fault. And based upon that realization, there is the realization that the nature of the mind of all sentient beings, then maybe we can say, shares in that purity.
Yeah.
So then, the next root verse, 18, the never regressing, deeply realized, or superiors, are for all beings a refuge because of insurpassable Buddha jnana and because of their completely pure perception through jnana.
Papa sirme dopa ne. Papa sirme dopa ne chuji. Papa sirme dopa ne chuji. Lujin kunje jamne yinde yehi zikpa tape na sanji yehi lami se sanji jihi laname bata nyeva se. Papa sanjo sanba akoso. Oh, yeah.
So, to put this into a syllogism, then the subject is the superiors who do not regress, who do not turn back, and then they are a refuge for all sentient beings because of the seeing by means of their wisdom, that is, seen by means of their wisdom of seeing things as which knows things as they are and things whatever there are, then through that seeing, which is, you know, pure, that they are not far from or they are close to the insurpassable scene of the pristine wisdom of the Buddhas.
De tendan dor danata ko lawozuna papa sancho sambanam simchin nam ji chabre jumchin karasana yehi ji zikpa number ta pare yehi ji zikpa number ta ba de sanje ji yehi da ta ni wore tisena chamne.
So again, to facilitate the understanding that the superior bodhisattvas are a refuge for beings because the scene, their scene by means of their pristine wisdom then is close to, approximates perhaps, the scene of the Buddhas, or the scene of the pristine wisdom of the Buddhas.
Te doji ne sumba genden kuncho ki yendin dodu hyu tsarware.
So that then concludes the presentation of the third of the rare and supreme ones, and then the presentation of all three of them as a refuge then will be tomorrow morning. Now, do you have some questions? Tini nyumung machena, tini nyumung pa detso, tini kabayure, dang, where are they and?
Why are they there and where do they come from?
Why are they there? Tini machena, tini kabane jungsong.
Machena tini Numumba nam machi pare, machi besena, kani jan yongo marin, drong lende pare. Drova mepa yunga mepare. Kiva mepa imbesena, then a pan drova yo mare, tsor yunga yo mare, numumba te, don tamban drong lende pare.
So, because the disturbing emotions do not arise or are unborn or non arisen, then they don't come from anywhere and they don't go any place, that they're ultimately speaking beyond all coming and going.
Are te ngombo lodrop che wa me pan ro me ba se song yore tan tan di chue pa kap sen dong do ga wa me pan ro me ba che pa me ba ta me ba se ji de o ti kap sen ba re rong le de ba
that
Dikapsa yang rong le deba jiris. Rowa meba, yunga meba. Chu tamche rong le deba tembare.
So,
kangla yang roga mare, kangne jan yunga mare. Te yedo nyo momba yang, kangla yang roga mare, kangne jan so yunga mare. Karasana jeva meba.
So, this is in accordance with the speech of Nagarjuna, who has said that all phenomena neither arise nor depart, neither come from some place or go someplace. And in the same way, the disturbing emotions do not come from anywhere, they do not go anywhere.
Cheva yona denpa trupa cheva avrangyinche trupa cheva yona drong yore, drova tang yunga yore. Cheva mena tene drong yore, drong lende vare.
If they were arisen, then if they had some kind of true existence, then one could say that they came from some place and they went some place. But since they do not have true existence, that they are non-arisen, then they neither come nor go.
Okay.
It is like the a mother dreaming of a child, and but since that child in the dream has not arisen, that is, being the child in the dream is unborn, then the dream child neither comes nor goes. For example, the child which has been born in the dream, the child which has been born in the dream but who's really unborn, then if that child dies, then there will arise suffering in the dream due to the death of that child. But since the child is actually non-arisen, the suffering also is non-arisen or non-arising, unborn, and so the suffering neither comes from any place nor goes any place. It's beyond coming and going. So here to this, here one has to apply to this matter the two truths, that is the ultimate truth and the conventional truth, that the ultimate truth is beyond all coming and going. The conventional truth, on the other hand, comes about due to causes and conditions, but is simply appearance, is simply confusion or bewilderment, and the disturbing emotions are the same way, that from the ultimate point of view, they are beyond coming and going. From the conventional point of view, they arise due to causes and conditions, as, for example, anger. It's very important to understand and to realize then that the disturbing emotions and suffering It's important to realize that the disturbing emotions and suffering is unarisen or non-arising, unborn, and beyond coming and going.
My question regards this morning, the difference between liberation, simple liberation, and omniscience. And both is required, the understanding of non-self, of phenomena, and the selflessness of persons. Omniscience, the omniscience of a Buddha, does it come about if both have the same understanding, hearers or solitary realizers and Buddhas have the same understanding of emptiness?
You're saying if they have the same understanding?
Yeah, they have, it's required that they...
You're saying they both do have the same understanding?
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
Well, I mean, as far as the books I've been reading say they do. question is, on the Buddhahood or omniscience, does it come about by itself? I mean, or does it come about by a need for from others for the Dharma? I mean, from compassion. The difference is in the text is a lack of compassion for a solitary realizer, where a Buddha has infinite compassion for sentient beings. But does this come about by itself alone, or does it come about from a demand for the Dharma? A strong demand from others creates this omniscience.
Desire, the strong desire for the Dharma, you mean others?
Oh, yeah, I mean,
The desire to help others, or the desire of others?
Without the desire from others, the need from others placed upon oneself, omniscience doesn't just come out of nowhere. It comes from, or does it? I mean, say one realizes the selflessness of phenomena and is in an environment where there's no need for the Dharma, where people don't care. I mean, does omniscience come from that demand placed upon someone who has simply realized the selflessness of phenomena? Or am I getting, you know, I mean, I'm a little nervous here.
It's okay.
I'm very neurotic.
It's a good question.
It's okay. Let's see what he says. Let's see if I can translate it. In Koran Gitriwa, the Shopala, the Tarpa Dang, Chimpe Gigopang, Sanjay Chimpe Gigopang Gorla.
Ah.
The Shopa.
Chetanjibo Chinijibo.
Mare Mare.
No.
The Dangpo Tarpa Re, Chikre. The Nini, the Chimpe Gopang Re. Tamche chenpe gopang re.
Tarpa tang tamche chenpe.
Re.
Aya, tene.
Ne Koran samgidu, deni di nyi tokna, deni dakme tope sherab nyi gogre. Chuji dakme tope sherab, tankansaki dakme tope sherab.
Nyi gogre. Aya.
Koran samgidu, deni sanjegi tokpa dang nirangi tokpa chikpare. You think that the realization of a Buddha and the hearers and realizers is the same, or a Bodhisattva and the hearers and realizers is the same?
No, hearers and solitary Buddhas, both, I mean, they realize the emptiness of phenomena.
Oh, okay. Kon samgidu deni nirangi tongi gi tokpa dang jang du sempe gi toni gi topa chikre.
Oh yeah.
Deni korangi triwa.
Then.
Deni tamche gi gopang.
Tamche chempe sanje chigo.
Re tamche chempe gopang.
tamche
chempe gopang. Deni di jume chungre.
Jumele.
Jumele tongre.
Jumele jungre.
Or kabane jungre.
Jumele jungre jungre dam.
Dichik dam.
Kabane jungre.
Kabane jungre. Perna. Deni nyinje gogre.
Ore.
Di jumele Chingare Dimena Dini Dimena
Dimitagare
Kariyanami Shendra Shendragi Gurpa. Chichenami Shendra di Shendragi Gurpa ne Jumare. Shendragi Gurpa Shendragi Durpa.
Durpa leso.
Yeah, Churgi Durpa.
De Sanjit.
Re.
Oh yeah. Tachi Koran de Nintu Tan Nintu Drajom da Sanjit Sampa Papa Ni Tony Topa Chikware Samudo Zerva. Re. The name Paksom Torek Chik Dun Durpa Tang Torek Lechepa Yoban Durpa Pole Ni Yore Tela Tsoba Mambu Yore. Kakeje Oma Lola and Papa. Nintun Papa, Ranjaran Papa, Sanju Sampan Papa Somde, Tony Tobu Lola, Chepar Mebar and Dubare. Poji Lola. Kakeje tell a Chepar Yobar and Dubare. That tell a tenant to a man will you? Check it.
So, first concerning the point that the realization of emptiness of the superiors. Of the three superiors, that is the Bodhisattva superior, the hearer superior, and the realizer superior are the same, that there is a continuing debate about whether that is the case or not, that in Tibet then there are the two traditions. One of the traditions says that the realization of emptiness of these three superiors are the same. The other tradition says that they're not the same.
The name Pasum Tony Topa La Chepa Mepan de Lola Carasum Baresena Pena Nintum Papa Nintu Drachum Batu Kanzaga Dami Monsum de Topare Kanzaga Dami Monsum de Topa La Pombonga Dad Madropa Togogundu Pombonga Dad Madropa de Kanzaga Damere Pumbunga dad madrupa toba la Pumbunga de dembar madrupa togogre Pumbunga dembar madrupa madona Pumbunga dad madrupa to sigmare Pumbunga dembar madrupa tona Pumbunga dembar madrupa de chujidamere Tisena Jimsin tisena Dene Kazak dami Monsum to Topa Tanda Drachumba Namji Chujidami, young Togre, then Baksum Tori Chikare, somebody.